cars and people trying to get along on the world's busiest roads. Biking and walking and crossing in Cambodia, India, Tanzania, competing with driving and sometimes losing. 1.2 million die in traffic crashes worldwide every year. South Africa has one of the world's worst road safety records, seeing about 40 deaths each day. Zanani Mandela, great-granddaughter of Nelson Mandela, died in a crash 3 years ago on the eve of the World Cup. The long short walk for safe roads is in her honor, like this one in Vietnam and many more all over the world. Zanani's uncle, Kwaku Mandela, joined the walk in Washington.
If we could create something ultimately that would help save lives in the future, that would help educate people, we should bring light to it. And so we did this in Zanani's name and her honor.
Walker Kristen Thoman is learning how to drive, but is still haunted by a crash several years ago. She wants people to know the consequences of unsafe driving.
People do get hurt and traumatized. Like now, I'm scared to back out of my driveway. And when I learn how to drive, I have to learn how to back out of my driveway. And it's really traumatizing for me because every time I still see this accident happening.
Outgoing U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says distracted driving is the new killer.
86% of us buckle up. But the whole notion of texting and driving, cell phone use and driving, people don't get it yet.
The number of traffic deaths in the United States inched up last year after dropping steadily for the past 6 years. But the numbers are rising globally, expected to reach 2 million killed every year in the next decade. That's why the push is so strong to reach this age group. And even younger. 4-year-old Kaisar knows all about safety.
Hold hands while you're crossing the street with an adult.
The younger you get to them and teach them about the culture of safety, the more likely they are to practice those kinds of safe habits for the rest of their life.
And pass those safe habits on to their children. In Washington, Carolyn Frasutti, VOA News.